Erica.
In 1968, on the Berkeley campus of the University of California, six young men undertook an irregular and unprecedented act. Despite the setting and the social climate of the day, it involved no civil disobedience or mind-altering substances. Given that it took place in the nutritional sciences department, I cannot even say with confidence that the participants wore bell-bottomed pants or sideburns of unusual scope. I know only the basic facts. The six men stepped inside a metabolic chamber and remained for 2 days, testing meals made from dead bacteria. This was the fevered dawn of space exploration. NASA had Mars on its mind. A spacecraft packed with all the food for a 2-year mission would be impracticably heavy to launch. Thus, there was a push to develop menu items that could be bioregenerated. That is to say, farmed on elements of the astronauts' waste. The title of the paper nicely sums the results: Human Intolerance to Bacteria as Food. Leaving aside the vomiting and vertigo, the 13 bowel movements in 12 hours of Subject H, the aesthetics alone would, one hopes, have tabled further research. Pale gray A. aerobacter, served as a slurry, was reported to be unpleasantly slimy. H. eutropha had a halogen-like taste. Some in the field looked askance at the work. I found this quote in a chapter on fabricated space foods. Men and women do not ingest nutrients, they consume food. More than that, they eat meals. Although to the single-minded biochemist or physiologist, this aspect of human behavior may appear to be irrelevant or even frivolous, it is nevertheless a deeply ingrained part of the human situation.